Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, being in business is an amazing adventure, isn't it? You think about it, you plan it, and one day you take the big step and you just go into business. And you think you know what you're going into, you think you know what's going to happen, but you really don't. It's an experience that you have to have. And fortunately, your business grows and it gets bigger, and you are just so grateful, and you can't believe your success. And you keep thinking about getting bigger and bigger and bigger and more sales, more volume, more people. But wait a second. You really should back up and make sure that you have absorbed the business that you have, that you've got the structure in place, that you've got the plan in place, that you've got the people understanding that work for you exactly what they need to do. If you don't do that and you grow bigger and bigger and bigger, you're going to have a problem. You can't just add business. You have to understand why you're adding that business, how you're going to handle it. And then, of course, one of the reasons that people do go out of business is they have grand plans and they get so big, they don't have the cash flow. They've got the profit, they've got the business because they don't have money coming in to pay the bills. They can't meet the payroll. They can't buy the product, the supplies. They can't borrow the money because they haven't been in business long enough. They don't have the credit because they've used every ounce of credit they had to get into business. So getting bigger isn't always better. It's not always the answer. And if you have a thriving business and you're doing $1 million or $2 million or $3 million a year and you say, I want to get bigger, there's nothing wrong with that. But do you have the infrastructure in place? Are you ready to get bigger? Can you handle the business? Will you maintain your reputation if you add new business? Will your customers still be happy, or will you just get crushed from the sheer weight of the business coming in? And what about cash? Do you have enough cash on hand? If you don't have enough cash on hand, it's not going to work. So let's take this approach. You're doing 1, 2, 3, 5 million more. What you want to do is you want to think about, how can I improve that $1, $2, $3, $5 million that I'm currently doing? How can I get 5% more productivity? How can I reduce my expenses 5%? How can I grow my business 5%? If you grow your business 5% and you're able to cut your expenses and become more efficient by only 5%, and you are doing $1 million a year, you will take an extra $100,000 a year home with very little added stress. So I'm all for growing businesses. I think it's a great idea. I think that's every business person's dream, is to get a big business. But let's do it in steps. Let's do it smart. Let's do it so that we make sure that we can handle it. If we can't handle it, it's going to be disastrous. We'll lose our momentum. We may very well lose everything. So be smart. Grow exponentially in a way that it's going to be something that you can handle. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.